They're worried. Here's our buzzword now with regard to the virus. I think you've already noticed it. I think both of you guys have already noticed it. The buzzword for 2021 when it comes to the virus, the word is variants. V-A-R-I-A-N-T-S. Variants. That's what health officials are worried about. They're worried about college students going out and dealing with the variants of the virus. Dr. Pete Hoetz is the dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine. He says it's the perfect storm. You've got the B117 variant accelerating. We don't have to memorize that like we did COVID-19. Yeah, COVID-19 could kind of roll off the tongue.
Yeah.
The B117 variant accelerating in Florida. You've got all these 20-year-old kids. None of them are going to have masks. They're all going to be drinking. They're having pretty close intimate contact. And then after that's done, they're going to go back to their home states and spread the B117 variant. This is from this doctor, the scientist. So,
it sounds about right.
Yeah. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recently had a blunt message for all Americans. Dr. Rochelle Walensky said, don't travel. We really, really would advocate for not traveling right now, is what they're saying. Now, this B117 strain, apparently, is, according to the story, is, quote, really, really contagious. Really, really contagious. Two reallys in there. Research shows that in the U.S., the variant is 59% to 74% more transmissible than the original novel coronavirus. I never really thought of the coronavirus as being novel. That's a novel concept there. And they say Florida has the highest percentage of the B117 UK variant. Florida, of course, right?
I'll leave it to the most flaccid state in the union.
Which leads us...
lead the way in something like this.
We kind of got a Florida man and Florida woman story. But the only reason I bring this up, Jeff, is because there were hundreds of people lined up to be vaccinated, and then somebody showed up and said, why are you people all here? And they said, well, we were told that you could show up, that and because there were there was low demand. So hundreds of people lined up, and this was in Florida. And the site was reminded Sunday to stick to the rules because it said individuals had spread the rules, spread the word that... The site had not been reaching its daily dose allotment.
Right.
So the staff was still vaccinating lots of people. So all these Floridians were showing up, and then they were reminded you can't do that. Do you know what city it was in Florida, Jeff? This is why I bring this up, because, you know, we do Florida man stories, Florida woman stories. We just got through talking about the B117 UK variant spreading in Florida more than any other state, or at a faster rate than any other state. So, in the state of Florida, you have hundreds of people lining up because they heard that this particular city's location had not hit its allotment. Care to guess what the name of the city was?
No idea.
I give you Florida City, Florida. No lie. Florida City, Florida.
Awesome.
It's perfect. For your Florida man and Florida woman going for your unauthorized Florida vaccine to fight the variant, which is worse in Florida than any other state in the country. Florida City, Florida. All right, next hour of the program coming up, Vic Schaefer, head coach of the Texas women's basketball program, joins us next when we continue with Light the Tower here on the Horn, 104.9, 101.9. AM 1260. We're live, we're local, and digital on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
Last night's sleep? Interrupted by
the UBO Business Services Studios. You're listening to KTXX FM and HD1 BK, KTAE AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock.
Last night's sleep? Interrupted by pain? Tonight, silence it. With new ZzzQuil Night Pain. Restful sleep, now with powerful pain relief. ZzzQuil Night Pain combines America's number one sleep aid with a maximum strength pain reliever, so you can fall asleep fast and wake feeling rested because pain should never get in the way of a great night's sleep. New ZzzQuil Night Pain. Silence pain. Sleep soundly. Available at retailers near you.
Today on Hey Culligan, hard water hurts appliances. Go for Glenn in Glenview.
Hey Culligan, my appliances aren't that old and they're already on the fritz.
Sounds like your hard water might be giving your water appliances a hard time, but there is hope in the form of a Culligan high-efficiency water softener that helps extend the life of dishwashers, washing machines, heating systems.
Hey, Culligan?
Yeah, Glenn?
Yeah, hook me up.
Glenn, one high-efficiency appliance-saving softener already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Hey, it's Bucky from The Horn. Building a new home? Well, at times it can be fun. At other times, well, testing. But Tom McKay and Audio Visual Consultations, well, they almost make it simple. Locally owned and operated, he's been in the Austin area for over 30 years. 512-255-8678. Surveillance units, video doorbells, media rooms, or just a TV mounted professionally. Tom will come and set it up so that it fits your home and your budgets. That's Tom McKay and Audio Visual Consultations. 512-255-8678. Audio Visual Consultations.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
That meeting's starting at 4. Can I get those projections?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Karen, do these numbers look right to you?
Like at Mia's research firm. To hit client deadlines, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big during Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts with great deals on socket sets, impact wrenches, and more. Right now, get $10 off a 200-piece mechanics tool set, plus earn double O Rewards points. That means you'll get to your next reward even faster. Visit the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts today or shop O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
BK here for Altstadt Brewery, Altstadt Beer. It is German beer made here, and something cool happening down at the Altstadt Brewery on March 19th. Sundance Head, the winner of The Voice Season 11, is going to be performing as part of the Altstadt Unplugged series. Tickets are on sale right now. They include dinner and the show, and of course, you can try some of the great Altstadt beers while you're down there. Go to altstadtbeer.com/unplugged for tickets. Altstadt Beer, no impurities. No regrets.
This year, staying home has taken on a whole new meaning. But a new color and a fresh coat of paint changes everything. You can trust CertaPro painters to handle every detail. Listening, prepping, and painting worry-free. Get a free estimate from CertaPro painters today. Times may have changed, but CertaPro painters' local service and expertise remains the same. To get your painting project started, go to CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. Each CertaPro painter's business is independently owned and operated.
Guests on The Horn appear courtesy of the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Vaqueros now delivers and offers curbside pickup. For info on placing your lunch or dinner order, visit vaquerocafe.com. It's Light the Tower, your daily look around the world of sports. With Hall of Fame broadcaster and voice of the Texas Longhorns, Craig Way.
Say goodnight to this one!
And Horns 24/7 insider, Jeff Howe. On your live, local, and independent home for sports talk in Austin, The Horn.
Second hour of Light the Tower. Craig Way, Jeff Howe with you up until noon. Texas women's basketball coach Vic Schaefer will join us in a few minutes. Also, more football and some other basketball notes coming up by the hour. Talk a little baseball as well. So here's the second hour, and you said you got something to start us off with.
One quick note, Craig, on the we just had Mike Roach on to talk about a little recruiting on the 40 acres. Here's a recruiting note just for Longhorn fans to file away. Don't get ahead of yourselves, but just file it away. One of these schools talking to the number one ranked quarterback prospect in the nation in the class of 2023 is Texas. This prospect said he has talked to Steve Sarkisian, Craig, and this prospect is Arch Manning. Quarterback out of Isidore Newman in New Orleans, Louisiana. He's the son of Cooper Manning, grandson of Archie, nephew to Peyton and Eli. And Eli Manning almost came to Texas once upon a time. That 99 class, Texas.
That's true.
Not a bad deal. Texas ended up with Chris Sims. Eli Manning ended up going to Ole Miss. But yes, Arch Manning is on the radar for Steve Sarkisian in Texas.
Okay, then. So he just finished his freshman year or sophomore
year.
Sophomore
class year. Of 2023.
2023. Okay. All right. So there you go. All right. As we mentioned, we do get to the madness of March, starting with Championship Week, Conference Tournament Week. The Texas men and Texas women both will head for Kansas City this week. Longhorn women will play Friday morning at 10:30 against Iowa State. But they come off yesterday afternoon's regular season concluding 69-60 road win at TCU. Joining us on the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline, Texas women's head coach Vic Schaefer joins us now. Vic, I appreciate the time. Thanks for joining. I asked you this before the game yesterday. I know a lot of folks wondered if we'd even get to the point where we could finish a regular season. It's good to get the regular season in the books, isn't it?
It really is. It's amazing. We played 25 games and really proud of our kids. Just, you know, we're one of a very few schools across the country that have had to deal with any in-season COVID issues. Nobody's gotten it while being here at Texas. We had one come back from Christmas with it. But other than that, our kids have been really, really, really good. And I'm really proud of them for that, proud of them for their effort yesterday. We played, we were a little shorthanded and played a bunch of kids a lot of minutes. And, of course, our bench has been thin all year. So, really proud of how we were able to gut it out yesterday. Obviously, we played really good the first half, got up 20. It's hard to do in this league. And then the fourth quarter, we had a little bit of a struggle, but it's going to happen.
I think Kathy Harson and I noted at one point the timeout, maybe the midway mark or close to the midway mark, early second quarter, somewhere in there, when you made your first substitution. We said, you know, Vic's gone with the starting five to this point, being a little shorthanded, and then Lauren came off the bench, got you a big three-point play in the moment. So have you had many opportunities in the past, even in Starkville when you were building up things where you kind of looked at your group and said, we got six or seven, we're going to have to ride or die with you group for a while anyway, for a quarter and a half, if not a little more?
Well, sometimes in a game, it works that way. I mean, when people are – first of all, our kids are in great shape. And I think they would tell you they're in the best shape of their life. And so, you know, they embrace – I mean, if you're a player, you're playing for us right now and you're one of those top five or six, I mean, you're playing 30-something minutes a game. I mean, if you're a player, that's what you want. And so – you know, up to that point, we had played really well, and I think I had Lauren come off the bench, and I had Ashley come off for a couple minutes, and we kind of lost a little bit of our mojo, and we went back with the other group to finish the half, and you know, the second half, I mean, I'm sure we were a little fatigued there in the fourth quarter somewhat, but you just have to make those decisions sometimes, and again, it's nothing new, Craig. This has been our team most of the year. We're really, you know, we're just very young on the bench and inexperienced. And sometimes, you know, practice dictates the confidence of the coaching staff going into a game. And if you've practiced well, that's one thing. If you haven't practiced well, that's another. And so that's the piece a lot of people don't get and don't understand, including parents. They have no idea because they're not looking at what we're looking at every day.
Yeah, I thought – now, this is going to sound a little strange to anybody that just looked at the box score. I thought that Joanne Allen Taylor did a pretty solid, respectable job on Lauren Hurd, and you would say, well, wait a minute, she scored 28 points, but she didn't score in the first quarter, and I thought that the team did a really good job. She had 8 points at halftime, and I think, four of those came from the foul line, so she's just one of the best players in the country, and when she was going full tilt, driving in, eventually that's going to add up for her and take her toll, but I thought there was a really concerted effort to try to limit her early on, and yeah, when they made their run, she was a focal point of it, but I thought by and large your group did a pretty good job on her for a lot of the game.
Yeah, they did. I mean, Joe was really good early, then we switched Celeste over to her when Joe got her first foul, then we switched back Joe over to her about midway through the second quarter, and I mean, she was 2 for 7 at half and did a really good job on her, and then the second half she goes, I think, 8 for 13, 8 for 14, because she ended up 10 for 21. And, you know, our help defense really fell apart a little bit there when they were making that run, and she was doing a lot of that damage. And because you're not going to be able to deal with her one-on-one, you got to really try to take away her space. And we just didn't do a really good job of that during that run. But, again, I'm sure we were, you know, number one, we were on our heels on offense because they were doing some things to disrupt us offensively. And then, two, we probably were a little bit tired down the stretch. But as Daryl Royal used to say, you got to go with the ones that brung you.
No doubt about it. This is Texas women's head coach Vic Schaefer joining us here on Light the Tower with Craig Way and Jeff Howe.
Vic, just tying some things together that you were talking about a second ago, going into the year, do you ever, and maybe not unique to this year, do you ever look at it and say, okay, by the start of conference play, we want to be here, and going into the conference tournament, we want to be here in terms of trajectory? Do you look at it like that? And if you do, where your girls are right now, are they where you thought they'd be, behind, ahead? Where is this team in terms of the trajectory from where you looked at it going into the year?
Yeah, so I look at it, there's four sections to a season. There's non-conference, there's conference, then you have a real mini conference tournament season. Then you get ready for the NCAA tournament. And so I kind of look at it in those terms, and, you know, really not knowing coming in, you know, what our personnel was like and what our, you know, our strengths and weaknesses were going to be. You just want to get better. I think that was a bit, it's been my focus from day one, is we just have to get better. Typically during a season, you're 8-9, however many you're going to play in a game, that tends to shrink from non-conference to conference. And, you know, for us, it's been a real fluctuating deal from one game to the next, mainly because of the inconsistency of freshmen. And, you know, one game they're up, one day they're up in practice, the next day they're down, next game they're not quite as good as they were the time before. And, you know, it's really hard to play kids through their mistakes. I mean, we just don't have the luxury of doing that, especially in conference. And so, you know, again, you know, what we see in practice every day, I mean, hard work, y'all, is just a given. Just because you work hard doesn't mean you deserve to play. And I think that's where there's a lot lost in today's world and in athletics. Well, man, I work hard every day. Yeah, but that doesn't just mean you get to play. It's about being efficient you know, being able to function and do those things consistently. So, you know, for us, it's been the same formula all year. We have to have certain kids that have to play well every night, or, you know, if one or two of them don't, we could be in trouble. And certainly Charlie's been a real consistent player for us, you know, all year with, 17 double-doubles. And, you know, she's kind of been that, I call them forgiveness players. You know, she cleans up a lot of our mess. When we miss a shot, she gets 4 or 5 offensive rebounds a game. And, you know, she's turned into a really good help defender for us as well. And so that's another part of the forgiveness piece that you like to have from your 5 player. And, you know, Kyra's been real consistent, I think, from a standpoint of running your team and what she's able to do. And so, you know, we've really tried to, you know, Audrey's played well here lately. You know, she's had a couple of double-doubles, and the key for her is just staying healthy. I mean, you can keep her on the floor. She's usually going to do more good than bad, and you know, she's getting better at eliminating some of the negative plays. So, but again, the reason she has those negative, she just hasn't played a lot in her career due to injury, and so the more she plays, the better she's going to get. So, you know, I'm proud of this team. I'm proud of what we've been able to accomplish. We certainly have some shortcomings, and that's okay. But I love how we've managed to navigate that. I think somebody told me, look, you won the same amount of games in conference this year as you did last year. And by the way, they had three WNBA picks that left that team a year ago. So, you know, change is hard, y'all. And it's really hard when it's, you know, I've said this before on the program, it's hard for kids to get past hard. It is. It's just hard to get past hard. And once you can get past hard, that's usually when you find a whole nother level to your game and to your life. And so that's part of what we've, when you take over and you're a new staff and do things differently, I mean, we're different. I get it. We do things differently than the previous staff. That's okay. But what we've done, if you look at the history, we've been pretty successful, Craig, Jeff. We've won a lot of games, and we've developed kids, and I think we've put kids in a position to be successful. And so I just think that once everybody gets bought in and understands, hey, it is different, but it's the best thing for us, it's the best thing for me, I think that's when you really make the turn and you head in the right direction.
Talking Texas women's basketball with head coach Vic Schaefer here on Light the Tower, which brings us now to the conference tournament, Vic. And I'm curious to get your philosophy, your mindset on conference tournament play. We haven't talked about that because we're so wrapped up in the regular season, but over the years in visiting with a lot of head coaches, men's and women's coaches, not only at the University of Texas but from other places, I kind of got a mixed bag of responses. Not that all coaches want to win and all programs want to win, but the prioritization of the conference tournament varies, I've noticed, with some coaches before. How do you feel about conference tournament play as you get ready to take your group in to play Friday morning?
Well, it's another opportunity to win a championship. I mean, I think you have to look at it that way. If you've got a great team and you're 30-0 like we were, I think 3 years ago, I mean, you know, you go through the conference 16-0, what all you're doing is you're taking more bullets. You're putting more, you know, wear and tear on your frontline players. Even that team, we had several kids played over 30 minutes a night. And so when you have to go through the gauntlet of three straight days and sometimes three straight days playing top 25s, you know, if you can get through that gauntlet, you can win the national championship. And so, you know, if you're going to play, if we're going to be in a tournament, we're going to try to win it. That's always been our philosophy, whether it's a tournament in Hawaii or in the Bahamas or Virgin Islands or Las Vegas, Florida, wherever, you're going to try to win it. And if it's the conference tournament, you're going to try to win it. And so, you know, for us, obviously, you know, we're going to have to play well on Friday morning. That's the only game I even think about. I'm never a person that gets ahead. My staff will be ahead, but I won't be. And obviously playing a team we haven't played in over a month and a team that's played well all season long, has had some big wins and well coached, got shooters all over the floor. So it's going to take a great effort by our team. And, you know, we're going to need to play some kids and have some depth in that game to be able to get through that game. And then if you're fortunate enough to win, get to the next one. So, but that's kind of my philosophy on it. You know, we're going to play and keep scoring. We're going to try to win. And you know, again, it's a gauntlet. You know, you're going to have to go against the best of the best and do it back to back to back. If you're lucky enough, I've been in five straight championship games, you know, conference tournaments here, and it's just really, really hard. I mean, you get to that third day after going through a gauntlet of top 25s, top 10s, it you know, it takes a special group to be able to get through that last game, and It's, it takes a special group to get to that last game. And then to get through it and win it, it's really, really difficult. And y'all know how we play. I mean, it's not like we're going to go stand around a 2-3 zone on Friday morning at 10:30 and play hope you miss defense just so we got legs to play Saturday. That ain't going to work. We'll never see Saturday.
Yeah, it's interesting, too. I've always been curious how coaches approach a conference tournament game against a team that they either lost to twice during the year or won both games. Your team is the latter. You won both games against Iowa State, and I think they were a little bit different, the home game as opposed to the game in Ames. Charlie had a massive game in Ames as well, but the team played well in both games. You know, you said you haven't played them in a month, and I know they've had some big wins, and of course they beat Baylor in Waco this year, but how about your thoughts on matching up with Iowa State for a third time?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Coach Finley does an incredible job, him and his staff, and you know, they have a system, and it wins for them year in and year out. And they've had a great season, and so we're going to have our hands full, you know, trying to defend a really potent offensive team. And so, you know, they've got one of the best players in the country in Ashley Jones, and it's going to be a tough challenge for us. But you know, our kids have really done a great job here defensively lately, and you know, again yesterday we held them 60, and that's our goal every game. And again, we might have stubbed our toe a little bit in the fourth quarter, but we worked really hard to be up 15 going into the fourth quarter. And you know, teams aren't going to lay down. I say it all the time. When you got that Longhorn on your chest, or Texas coming across that uniform, people ain't going to quit. They're not going to lay down. They're not going to give it to us. You're always going to get everybody's best effort, and that's what we signed up for. And we have to respect that, and we have to realize you cannot relax. And there's just too many good players in this league that you're going to have to deal with night in and night out, and too many coaches, Hall of Fame coaches. I mean, it's just the way it is. So you got to find a way to focus and really have good concentration. I thought we lost our concentration a little bit yesterday and really lost our attack mode. We ran three or four different offenses against that trap, and the common denominator was we caught it and held it and let them come get us. And you can't do that. You have to attack pressure with pressure.
Final thing, Vic, I wanted to ask you about, because I wanted to make sure we got to talking about all the team things first, and the wins and the season and the postseason tournament. But I did want to ask you about Charlie and her announcement yesterday. And I know it didn't take anybody by shock or surprise. And you've been one of her biggest advocates and fans, and talk about how folks need to see her because she's such a special player as well. And while it may be sad to see her go, I know you're excited for her future and what the WNBA would hold for you. What's your thoughts on Charlie and as she will, you know, get ready to close out this season before she takes the next step in her basketball life?
Well, I'm so happy for her and her mother. You know, it's a culmination of a lot of hard work. She's a hardworking kid. You know, it's a dream. It's something her and her father talked about, you know, working out together a long time ago. As you know, she lost her dad, I think her sophomore, junior year in high school. And but it's something that they talked about and worked really hard for. And she's continued to work hard for it throughout her entire life and her career. So, you know, I'm extremely happy for her and proud of her. I think she's gotten better. She continues to get doubled and tripled every night. I think that's the thing that, you know, I hope those people on that committee, that Lisa Leslie Award, realizes that, you know, not only are her stats better than everybody else's that's left in that final five, she's doing it every night, getting doubled and tripled. And it's really, you know, she's had a remarkable season. So, again, happy for her. We'll be her biggest fans here in Austin, and know she's going to be great and do great things.
Vic, I appreciate the time. I look forward to seeing you up in Kansas City, and we'll continue to to be flexible with our conversations as the postseason comes. That's the great thing about it. It's March, and so we all get flexible a little bit. Hey, let's talk on this day because this day works before we travel to here and there and all that other sort of stuff. So looking forward to seeing you work on the historic floor of Municipal Auditorium where they had 10 Final Fours in the past, including the first of the John Wooden National Championship run in 1964. And I appreciate you joining us this morning.
I'll close with this. My junior college coach, Gary Kaufman, who I played for at Alvin Community College back in 1979, texted me and said, "Are you playing in the auditorium?" And I told him, I said, "Yes, I believe so." And he said, "Well, just so you know, that's where we had the NAI National Championship back in the 60s.
So, it's true.
I thought, that's great. I haven't been in there since 2012, I guess, or 11. And, you know, even back then they said they had done some renovations. And, of course, I was looking for them and never found them. So I'm hoping that it'll be a little different since it's been a while since I've been in there. But we're excited. And Kansas City's a great city. We're excited to go back there and have a chance to play, and look forward to seeing everybody. Appreciate y'all today. Praise the Lord and hook 'em horns.
Thank you, Vic.
Thanks, Vic.
All right. That's Texas women's head coach Vic Schaefer. Yeah, it's a really cool building. It's an old building. I think it was built in 1940, was a WPA project facility. 10 Final Fours have been played in that building. The last one in 1964, UCLA, John Wood's first national championship in that building, beat Duke to win the national title in 1964. But it's very historical, and yes, it has been renovated, as Vic talked about, but it's a great place. There's some great. You remember, I think you'll remember this, Jeff. Texas played in the CBE Classic there in 2005, and you had LaMarcus Aldridge getting a putback bucket late to beat Kevin Pitznogle. In West Virginia, and then they would see West Virginia in the Sweet 16, and Ken Paulino hit the game-winning shot there in Atlanta.
Yes, he
did.
That
one. Now, but they played early in the season there in Kansas City at the Muni, as we call it. So
it reminded me of good Texas stuff that happened in the month of March, Craig.
Yeah, true enough. And that's a really cool place to call a game. Looking forward to bringing that one to you on Friday morning, 10:30, from Municipal Auditorium, and you can hear that on 105.3 The Bat. Okay, coming up, we've got more football notes and some basketball notes from Jeff when we continue with Light the Tower here on The Horn, 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260. We're live, local, and digital on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
BioAdvanced 3-in-1 Weed and Feed is perfect for Texas lawns. Just one application kills weeds like dandelion, dollarweed, and clover. Unlike most products, it also prevents weeds and crabgrass up to 6 months. Plus, it's ideal for feeding Texas lawns, including Bermuda and St. Augustine. Kill weeds, feed Texas lawns, plus prevent weeds and crabgrass up to 6 months. BioAdvanced 3-in-1 Weed and Feed. Get more from the blue bag.
You know, as we approach March Madness, and we've talked about March Madness, how about watching March Madness in the home entertainment system of your dreams? Well, that's where my friend Tom McKay and his great staff at Audiovisual Consultations come into play. They've been designing and installing audiovisual and automation systems as well as custom electrical contracting for fine homes throughout Central Texas since 1988. So if you have a design in mind for what you want with your home entertainment system, they are the best at doing that. Indoors, outdoors, music, video, any combination, they can incorporate the components seamlessly into your home. They'll pick out the things that you want them to get for you, so you don't have to go out and shop for all of these things, the components, the television out in today's environment, let alone the bracketing, the mounting, all the other things that would go into it. They handle all of that, and they do it in a very seamless and really easy fashion. Check them out on the web at avconsultations.com. You can give Tom and the staff a call at 255-8678, 512-255-8678 for audiovisual consultations.
There is no such thing as quality of life when you're constantly in pain. No sleep, no work, and no play without the pain. Enough is enough. Hey, everybody, it's Aaron Hogan to tell you about the medical professionals at QC Kinetics who help patients take back their quality of life with bold, new, breakthrough pain treatments. These are regenerative cell therapies that precisely target the root cause of the pain, usually caused by old injuries, arthritis, and you know what it is. It's back pain, it's hip pain, shoulders, knees, even sciatic nerve pain. New gen therapies help restore and heal damaged tissue for long-term relief. These are not Band-Aid solutions, folks. And they've seen amazing patient satisfaction. Best news? No surgery. No pain meds. No downtime. QC Kinetics, who help patients take back their quality of life with bold, new, breakthrough pain treatments. Don't suffer one more day. Book your free consultation at QC Kinetics in Austin and in Round Rock. Simple phone call, 512-593-4303. That's 512-593-4303. They see amazing patient satisfaction at QC Kinetics.
Most in the greater Austin area know that it's quite stressful trying to maintain a quality lawn. The answer is to hire the best local lawn care company, us. This is Terry with Weedman Lawn Care of Austin. Our turf management PhD trains outstanding techs and buys only the best of products. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. Suzanne M. of Hutto says, "Our family has been very happy with the Weedman. Had lots of weeds, not anymore. I love these guys. Very helpful and great." Thanks, Suzanne. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free quote and see how we'll relieve your lawn care stress. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Valerie K. of Leander. "This is Valerie, and I just called to say I love you. You do a great job, and everyone I come in contact with is so nice and helpful." That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
GEICO knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the exciting adventure of the daily commute to the peace of mind that GEICO always has your back with 24/7 access to claim service and legendary customer service. But Pamela Mund had one reason in particular.
My skin is extremely averse to most fabrics, except for the soft, buttery feeling of leather. Thankfully, I found my clan of leather lovers in the biking community. It's been life-changing.
GEICO Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
If you've got an insurance question, you could talk to a park ranger, but the only quotes they'd probably give you would be about the beauty of a fallen leaf or ripples in a pond, not the kind that could save you money on your policies. Or you could talk to your local GEICO agent, who's an expert navigator of the insurance landscape. They could use their expertise to guide you on ways to save hundreds on your policies, while leaving it up to your park ranger to save the wilderness and any endangered picnic baskets. Go online to geico.com/local to find a GEICO agent near you.
Robbins Cloud is responsible for this ad, paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention, Texas residents. As power was shut off for days, customers were left out in the cold. Many residents have also been left without clean drinking water. Power companies in Texas put profits over public safety when they decided not to winterize their plants. These decisions ended up costing residents and businesses billions in damages, substantial suffering, and has led to numerous injuries and even death. The law firm of Robbins Cloud is here to protect your rights. If you or a loved one suffered personal injury, commercial or private property damage, or any other severe damage caused by the power failures, please call now. You may be eligible for a recovery even if you collect payments from your insurance carrier. Call now to protect your rights and to file a claim on your behalf. Call for a free, no-obligation consultation. You pay nothing unless there is a recovery in your favor.
Call 800-864-6605. 800-864-6605. That's 800-864-6605.
Snoop Daniels' theme song these days. He has his own method of modern love working, yes, whatever, however that works for you there or something.
I'm on One Lady Guy right now.
Okay, that's your method of modern love. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, very good, very good. Jeff was asking me during the break, we were talking about a couple of things, a couple of technical things, because if you didn't hear last Wednesday when it was in San Marcos, that was crazy when we had difficulty getting on the air with the baseball broadcast because there were some security issue things. I don't know if firewall or whatever it was with the campus system, with their Ethernet system. So we couldn't connect for a long time. And Patrick Davis from our staff, you know, was able to rush a modem down to me to where we could get it on the air and call the broadcast. And Keith did the top of the first on the cell phone. And then we connected after that. So it all worked out. However, it kind of overshadowed what folks were asking, what you told me to do. to go to Herbert's.
How was your meal? You sent me the picture.
Yeah.
You got there a little late for the lunch special.
Yep, missed the lunch. Yeah, missed the lunch special.
But you got the nice combination plate.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
Don't you just love, like, this is what I love about Herbert's. It's just the conglomeration of, like, beans, rice, and just cheese just melted all over everything.
This big conglomeration is right. It was really, really good. So I enjoyed it. That was good. I just want to let you know, because we'd have people on the Specs Text and all. I said, hey, make sure you go to Herbert's. Make sure you go to. I did. Enjoyed it. I'll go back.
Did you try the salsa there?
Yes. Yeah. Very good.
See, I was worried about you trying the salsa and then going to call a baseball game.
No. I almost didn't get to call a baseball game as a problem there because of the issue. No, it worked fine. And let me also say this. I don't know how they do it or what exactly they do, but their combination, when sometimes when you order half and half sweet, half unsweet tea, they don't get the combination right. It's either not nearly sweet enough or it's way too sweet.
Yeah.
They got that down cold there. It was really good. So I was pleased with that. Next time when the Longhorns go down there and play, which is next month, I'll go then as well. So it was pretty good. All right. Brings us to, that was just side note, and now on to our football notes and other notes as well. Portion of the program brought to you by Cedar Park Overhead Doors. Check them out on the web at cpdoors.com.
And I might have to meet you down there for that one, Craig, because we're closing in on the lunch hour, and chicken enchilada plate sounds really good right now. Quick football note. We mentioned this earlier. Pro Day is coming up on Thursday. Logistically, we haven't been told how this is going to work in terms of the media covering it, but it's key to remember the pro day is how the NFL scouts are going to evaluate these guys because there is no combine this year. I know the list of combine invites went out last week, but this effectively is the combine in terms of the testing, jumps, all that fun stuff to be done, heights, weights, all that stuff to be done in one place. It's going to be done at the pro day, and the NFL is working with the schools. Typically, Craig, I don't know who's doing it for Steve Sarkisian. I know in the past it has been the strength coach. Jeff Madden did it for years under Mac Brown. Pat Moore did it under Charlie Strong. And Yancey McKnight did it under Tom Herman in terms of being basically the liaison working between the school and the National Football League in terms of organizing Pro Day, which takes on an entirely different meaning. I caught parts of a teleconference, Craig, that Mel Kiper did last week, and just piecing some things together. You know, the guys at NFL.com do a great job covering the draft, whether it's Daniel Jeremiah or Chad Reuter or whoever it is. It seems like the chances of Texas getting a first-round pick in this year's draft are slipping away, whether it be Joseph Osai or Sam Cosmi. It's looking like potentially early to mid-second for Sam Cosmi. And, Craig, there's starting to be some chatter that maybe Joseph Osai might be slipping all the way to the third round.
Really?
Yeah, I've been surprised to see that. Kiper mentioned it, that there's a chance Osai could get to the third round. Chad Reuter had his four-round mock draft at NFL.com posted over the weekend. He had Osai going early third round. So Pro Day is going to be massive for both of those guys. And Sam
Sure, makes you wonder what's changed.
Yeah, I don't think nothing has changed, really.
I haven't been to a combine to change somebody's mind negatively.
Right.
What's changed?
So there's that part of it. With those two guys, Sam Ellinger, you're trying to get as high into the day three mix as possible. It does seem like Kellen Mond, the Texas A&M quarterback's kind of past Sam in terms of guys that are in that next tier of you're going to have that run on first-round guys, and let's see how many of these quarterbacks end up going in the first round. And then it seems like there's a gap, and then Kyle Trask will probably be early to mid-second, and then you'll get into the group of Kellen Mond, Sam, Ian Book, all those guys are going to probably be day three type picks. Maybe Kellen Mond gets himself into day two. We'll see. And then Brendan Eagles, Caden Stearns, all those guys, Taquan Graham, Pro Day is going to be a big deal for those guys. So we'll as we get updates logistically on what Pro Day is going to look like for us, we will update the listening audience and the audience at Horns 24/7 to let you know what to expect. Craig, let's go ahead. Let's talk. Which one you want to do first, Craig? You want to do basketball or baseball first as we go through a quick recap of what the Horns did over the weekend?
Let's go baseball first.
Okay, we'll go baseball. Texas gets a series win over Houston with the 8-2 win yesterday. Colby Kubicek, six strong innings. You know, David Pierce talked after the game about what was working for Colby yesterday. Said they were really hunting. Houston was his sinker, so his ability to work his changeup, the both sides of the plates, being able to come in with the fastball really helped him stay afloat. Really just it was a grinding performance for Colby Kubicek yesterday in that win. Craig, you can look at the box score and say, well, Texas, you know, they had seven hits and Trey Faltini had a home run, so probably a pretty good day. Five of those hits were infield singles.
How about that?
But it's one of those deals that it's really feast or famine right now for Texas at the plate. You get the five infield singles, so you get runners on base, but whether it was just guys getting bad jumps trying to steal or poorly executed hit and runs, four caught stealings over the weekend. Tip your cap to Kyle Lovelace. He did a really good job.
And he wasn't even the regular catcher going in. They had rotated him. And he did a fine job.
Yeah, I don't know why, because he was really good. Shut down the Texas running game by himself. But you look at some of the numbers coming out of the series, Craig, at the plate, 6 for 32 with runners on base, 5 for 27 with runners in scoring position, 31 stranded runners, 26 strikeouts for Texas. And David Pierce said point blank in the postgame yesterday, said we've got to be better. They talked after the loss on Saturday about needing to be better in those situations, runners on base, hitting with two outs, hitting with two strikes. They've just got to find a way to get better. They tried to manufacture some offense, but then when they did that, the bunt game is still a work in progress. And we talked about the caught stealing situation with some base running issues, missed execution of the hit and run. So I think work in progress, Craig, for Texas offensively right now, it's probably a good way to put it.
Sure. And I think David Pierce has kind of put it in very similar.
Starting pitching, really good over the weekend. Even Tristan Stevens on Saturday. The bullpen, really, I think it was a pretty solid weekend for the bullpen, Craig, other than Palmer Wenzel ran into some issues. You know, David Pierce said last night maybe they just need to work on getting him into the game in a clean inning instead of having him be the guy that role Tristan Stevens was in last year, where you can come in with two on, one out, and be able to get you out of an inning. Tanner Witt and Aaron Nixon, by the way, are probably better equipped to handle that right now. At least they look that way. And really, of those two guys that pitched this weekend, those two freshmen, of the mistakes they made, it was really one mistake by Aaron Nixon. He left the breaking ball hanging, and that ended up being the game-winning home run on Saturday. So all in all, pretty good weekend for the Longhorns to go down to Houston and take 2 of 3 from the Cougars. And then real quick, Craig, on the basketball game last night, I know we're all caught up in the Big 12 tournament and seeding. And by the way, Texas ranked number 13 in the latest AP poll, even though the AP poll is only going to matter for another week. But Texas right now, you look at all the seedings, Lenardi has them as a 3, Jerry Palm has them as a 3, bracket matrix, I think they're the highest, as of last night, they were the highest ranked 4 seeds of Texas, getting into that territory of being safely on the 3 line. Craig, I thought it was the most complete performance maybe they've had all year in terms of, you look at 20 assists, 30 field goals made, 20 assists on those 30 field goals, 22 forced turnovers. The assists and the forced turnovers are season highs. Andrew Jones, who hadn't shot the ball really well of late, goes 4 for 4 from three-point range. They're 11 for 23 beyond the arc as a team. 14 points, 4 steals, 3 assists, 2 rebounds from Matt Coleman. Jericho Sims got going early again. And Jericho, the key with Jericho Sims is, and you can say the same thing for Kai Jones and Greg Brown, if those guys can stay out of foul trouble, they will have the ball in their hands with opportunities to make plays. Kai Jones goes for 10, 2 rebounds, 2 blocks, 1 steal off the bench. And Craig, I don't know, were you holding your breath on the Greg Brown dunk that almost was?
Yeah, kind of. A little bit, I guess. I thought it was, I said something about here comes the highlight dunk, because I knew he was going to go for that thing once you saw him break it down.
Oh, and he went for it.
Yeah, he did. It just didn't work out.
did you catch it, Snoop? Did you see it?
No, everybody's talking about it. I have yet to see it, though, because it was a miss, so it's not.
Was it a miss, it caromed all the way from the backyard into the bench. Kai Jones caught it.
It's the greatest miss dunk I think I've ever seen in a game.
Yeah.
Like, I'll give him an A for effort. But here's the thing, though, Craig, and I heard Bucky and Aaron talking about this morning. You know, why didn't Shaka, typically a young guy that does that, you probably want to pull him out. Shaka said he had somebody at the table ready to check in, but Courtney Ramey went to him and said, no, leave Greg in, let him work through it. Shaka felt like Courtney did a really good job leading last night, so we figured, all right, just leave him in, let him work through it.
And so, I saw Courtney talking to him right during that time. So, yeah, that's the, you know, it's a 16-point game with, what, 3.5 minutes to go in the game, something like that. So, you know, that's.
And basically, Shaka said, he was asked in the postgame, you know, what's your message to Greg going to be? It's probably what you would expect. Hey, They all count as two. You just need 2 points right there.
That's it. Just two. That's all you need. All right. We'll be back to wrap up today's edition of Light the Tower here on the Horn.
Hey, it's Aaron Hogan. Are you in the market for a wood privacy fence for your home or business? The pros at Viking Fence have put together a how to buy a fence guide at their website to ensure that you get the best value for your dollar. It's a great place to find out if your contractor is specifying the exact grade of red cedar. If not, he may be substituting a lower grade that costs less. Is that same contractor specifying steel posts? Did they specify the thickness of the steel? Thin gauge steels are post to prone and breaking under heavy winds here in Central Texas. So visit them. The how to buy a fence guide at VikingFence.com. When you think fence, think Viking.
Certainly, when you're thinking about that new car, truck, or sport utility vehicle, why not leave Johnson Ford? After all, not only do they have this incredible selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, they have great prices on it, wonderful financing options, and you can do it all with, how are they saying it, contactless delivery. Go to leafjohnsonford.com. You'll see the entire inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs online. Then make your deal. You can do it online. You can get your trade appraised, and you can work out your financing option, like 0% financing for 84 months, or you could get no payment of any kind for 6 months. It's all available. Check them out online at leafjohnsonford.com. Leaf Johnson Ford is still the leader.
Hey, it's Eric Rains for Divided Sky Roofing and Exteriors. And with the winter storms, a lot of trees and branches falling on roofs, what do you do? Unfortunately, with that severe weather that we had, it can cause trees to buckle under the pressure and come crashing down on, well, your roof, your home, your business. So who do you turn to? Who do you call? Trust someone that's local. We're talking Divided Sky Roofing and Exteriors. 512-995-7663. Remember, that tree falls on your roof. Get a hold of Divided Sky Roofing and Exteriors today.
Can't bow wow, can't bow wow, bring your schnauzer and your chow. Can't bow wow, can't bow wow, bring your dachshund and your hound. Can't bow wow, can't bow wow, we're all having fun now. For a couple of days you can get away, all day play, snooze the night away at camp. Bow wow.
That new Christmas puppy has more energy than you bargained for. Camp Bow Wow has a solution. Your pup can get their zoomies out playing with their friends in large supervised play yards. And grooming spots are available daily. Spring and summer are coming fast. Make sure your dog has a spot at Camp Bow Wow.
You don't have to have a pedigree to be treated like a celebrity.
Call today and get your dog set up for summer fun. CampBowWow.com, 833-DOG-LIFE.
At Camp Bow Wow.
As advertised, the Austin real estate market is booming. According to the Austin Board of Realtors, home sales jumped 23% in January, and the median sales price of a home in Austin rose to $455,000. And it's not just people moving to Austin either. It's also Austinites on the move. After spending a year quarantined working from home, a lot of Austinites realized they wanted to upgrade. I had at least four neighbors move within the last year, and when they found themselves balancing the difficulty of buying a new home and selling their old one, I told them the same thing I'm telling you. Think about selling it to opendoor.com. Go to opendoor.com/myoffer to get a competitive cash offer on your home and close on your own timeline. No prep work or showings are required. Just answer a few questions, complete a contact-free video walkthrough, and you can do it all online in just a few easy steps. Whether you're looking to sell now or later, you can instantly see what your home is worth right now at opendoor.com/myoffer. Offer eligibility varies. Open Door is represented by Open Door Brokerage Incorporated, license 0206-1130 in California, and Open Door Brokerage LLC in its other markets. That's opendoor.com/myoffer.
Happy Monday, Austin. This Flex ATX Weekend Recap is powered by Custom Athletic Apparel. Shop Austin local for all your athletic apparel needs. CustomAthleticApparel.net. All right, four Central Texas basketball teams headed to the state final four this week. In fact, Cedar Park girls have already punched their ticket to the state finals, beating Beaumont United. They'll play Frisco Liberty Tuesday. Westlake beat San Antonio Clark, and they'll play Atascocita on Tuesday. Glen Grizzlies blasted McAllen and play undefeated Beaumont United Tuesday at Houston's Del Mar Center. And the St. Michael's Crusaders beat St. Joseph's 71-47. They'll play the Woodlands Christian Academy in the final four. Congratulations to Dripping Springs pitcher Cameron O'Bannon, our custom Athletic Apparel Baseball Player of the Week. The UT Longhorn signee won for his complete game 15-strikeout district opening win over Buda Johnson. CustomAthleticApparel.net powers his Flex Weekend update. Call Desi at 567-2734, CustomAthleticApparel.net.
We're done for this afternoon, this morning, about to be afternoon. Hey, a reminder, final edition of Longhorn Weekly with Shaka Smart tonight at 7 o'clock on the Horn. In fact, I'm getting ready to go and visit with Shaka right now. So we've got that.
You're moving your stuff down the hall.
Getting ready to do that. So we'll look forward to that tomorrow. Thanks to Vic Schaefer joining us on the program. Also, thanks as well to Mike Roach, Horns 24/7, joining us. For a man behind the glass, Noob Daniel. And for Jeff Howe, you had a busy day today?
Yeah, got some stuff to take care of.
You get to chat with Sark too.
It's gonna be nuts. Just football, covering three sports because we got pro day and spring practice coming up. So
all right,
just gonna try to find time to get something to eat and maybe take a breath at some point today.
Wish him a happy birthday.
Yeah, it is his birthday. That's right.
That is happy birthday, Sark.
There we go. All right, we'll be back to visit with you tomorrow, 10 o'clock, right here on Light the Tower on the Horn.
Is Whataburger's Honey Barbecue Chicken Strip Sandwich a work of art? The three chicken strips covered in melted Monterey Jack are a study in contrast and surprise. And the honey barbecue sauce, while at first unexpected, becomes a sweet delight to the senses. Plus, there's the two thick slices of Texas toast that are the canvas for this tasteful creation. And you can eat it. Good thing there's a masterpiece you can really bite into. Good thing there's the Honey Barbecue Chicken Strip Sandwich at Whataburger.
Move into your new dream home without leaving your old one. When you hire the professionals as CertaPro painters, painting is the perfect way to renew and refresh the home you love. You can trust the proven experts at CertaPro painters to handle every detail. Worry-free from start to finish. Painting inside or out, you deserve service you can count on. Get your project started today with a free estimate at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. Each CertaPro painter's business is independently owned and operated.
Randall Shoppers, start saving today with Just For You and get personalized digital coupons, deals, and rewards. Earn points every time you shop. Then redeem for free groceries or up to $1 per gallon in gas rewards at Randall's fuel stations. There's nothing more exciting than being part of a rewards program that's created just for you. Download the Randall's app today to sign up and start saving. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See customer service for details.
Hi, Texas. Everybody knows there are things in life that make total sense, like switching to GEICO. They're the second largest auto insurer in the country, and they've been saving people money for over 75 years.
Other things make no sense, like stickers some manufacturers put on their non-stick pans. It's like the world's worst product demo.
However, it makes total sense to bundle your home and car insurance with GEICO. You could save a lot, and they can insure your motorcycle, boat, and RV.
Clapping, on the other hand, makes no sense. Who decided a great way to show approval was to hit ourselves? Repeatedly.
On the other hand, it still makes sense to switch to GEICO. They have an industry-leading mobile app you can use to pay your bill, file and manage a claim, or add a new driver. And emergency roadside service could help you get out of a pinch.
Conversely, arranging, then dismantling decorative pillows on a bed makes no sense whatsoever. Making the bed provides enough chore drudgery on its own.
So, Texas, it makes sense to switch to GEICO. Online, over the phone, or with your local agent.
Specs is taking home delivery to the next level. Actually, it's more like the next level, because Specs is now offering same-day delivery to Texas. You heard that right. Specs is now delivering all of your favorites right to your door with same-day delivery. And it's all done directly through the Specs website. Visit specsonline.com and get the good times delivered today. With Specs, the fun starts here.
Same-day delivery applies to orders placed before 4 p.m.
2020 may have sucked, but Top Gun doesn't, and neither does Hustler Turf Equipment. Come to Top Gun's open house this Friday and Saturday for up to 20% off Hustler zero-turn mowers and a chance to win many different great prizes like a battery-powered weed eater or a bottle of 1942 Don Julio tequila. While helping a wonderful charity safe in Austin, we'll have the deepest discounts of the year on all our lawn equipment in stock, factory reps on site, and cold adult beverages. So come to Top Gun Friday and Saturday for a great deal on a Hustler zero-turn mower and a chance to help a great cause. TopGun.net. We'll shoot you straight.
You are the barbecue boss, the sultan of spatula. And upon the first bite of Whataburger's barbecue bacon burger, you think, hey, I can make this. Your barbecue sauce might not be as smoky, and you probably wouldn't put both smoked cheddar and Monterey Jack on it. And you... Wait, is that... Bacon? Good thing there's room for more than one poobah of the pit. Good thing there's the limited time barbecue bacon burger at Whataburger.
BioAdvanced 3-in-1 Weed and Feed is perfect for Texas lawns. Just one application kills weeds like dandelion, dollarweed, and clover. Unlike most products, it also prevents weeds and crabgrass up to 6 months. Plus, it's ideal for feeding Texas lawns, including Bermuda and St. Augustine. Kill weeds, feed Texas lawns, plus prevent weeds and crabgrass up to 6 months. BioAdvanced.